This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Jealousy. That's what we're talking about today. Jealousy. Jealousy. Terrible emotion, but, you know, necessary. It is a necessary emotion. The thing about emotions, and this is what you'll learn from shrinks and just anybody that's sane, they'll tell you, look, understand these emotions. You should feel them. You really should. I tell people, I'm not the jealous type. That doesn't mean I don't get jealous. It means you have to rein in emotions, anger. I'm not the type to get angry, but I do get angry. You know, but you rein it in. All of these emotions are necessary. But what happens with the left, and I'm going to pick on them because, you know, that's what I do. These are people who take an emotion and they put it on steroids. They're jealous to a fault. They're angry to a fault. They are, you know, passionate to a fault. It's okay to be passionate, but can you be passionate about everything? I so love my pencil. It is amazing to me. I write with it. And they go, well, here's my, oh my God, that's a great pencil there too. You know, too much passion and there is no passion. You know, it's the yin and the yang of life. But let me tell you about jealousy. Jealousy lives upon doubts. See, it becomes madness or ceases entirely when we go from doubt to certainty. The more you know about something, the more about you know about who you are, the less jealous you become. If you see somebody doing something and you go, oh, look at him over there doing that. And then you go out there and you get on, you know, get on your bike, you know, get on a treadmill, whatever. And you do it and suddenly you start looking at that person and go, well, that, I don't have any reason to be jealous. I'm just as good or whatever. I can be just as accomplished. Or you find something that you're good at and therefore your jealousy melts away. That's not what the left does. The left doesn't go and train and stop with the petty jealousies and say, you know, I'll just go out there and do my thing. I go do me, baby. You do you, I do me. Okay? Okay. I got you. They don't do that. They harbor those jealous emotions, those negative emotions, and they can't grow. That's their problem. And here's the deal. Democrats see politics as a game. But in their game, they don't have to live their politics. That's right. They pretend to love fairness, for example. They say, let's level the playing field for all. They pretend to fight for the little guy. And the notion is laughable at best because they use and abuse the little guy. That's what they do. They're jealous of you, the little guy. We are all the little guy. They're jealous of us because we're just out there doing. We believe in the rules. We're just out there doing what we do. And what's sad for the left is when we achieve, in spite of the unleveling of the playing field, in spite of their wicked, you know, games they play with us, they get really mad. They get jealous that they cannot influence us the way they used to. Guys, it's funny to watch Democrats when they're forced to live their politics. They are never forced. They're rarely forced to live their politics. They don't really have to care. They set up annuities so they never have to work. You say, Kevin, oh, you mean are they putting money in the bank? No. Democrats retire. They set up things to make the same amount of money in retirement. Tell me how that works. You work for 40, 50 years. You retire from your job, and you get the money that you left work. You get the same amount of money in retirement as you got working because you set it up that way. Who pays for that? But that's what the left does. And what's funny, keep in mind, they never worked when they were at work because they set up unions and they got five guys doing a job that one person can do. And all five of those guys are going to retire and get the same amount of money or a big percentage of it. That's how they set it up. They set it up so the future generations are constantly paying for the older generations. Why? Because these suckers are too lazy to go out and work hard, look at the stock market, invest in property, businesses or whatever. They want to rely on other people's money. And you know why they're jealous of you? Because you go out and you plan. You look at, okay, well, I'm going to get a little bit of money when the parents die, and I'll do this, and I'm going to buy my home. I'm going to pay it off. You're a plotter and a planner. You're doing it by the book. Those conniving sons of guns are just out there for themselves. Here's the moral of the story for the kiddos who may be listening. If you want to learn a craft and work hard, don't follow Democrats. They'll put you in a union, and they will threaten your life if you try to innovate or work hard. They will threaten you. And I'm not even kidding you when I tell you they will threaten you to beat you up, or in some cases, they will kill you. Oh, Kevin, you're taking it too far. No. No, don't make me give you stories. Silkwood. For Democrats to win at the big level, they got to create winners at the little level. The little people are really losers, but Democrats convince them that they're winners. These dirtbags get things like subsidized housing, welfare, they get SNAP cards, and so on. Democrats give socialized medicine that would make the productive mad. If you went to a socialized medicine clinic, you'd be like, what? I got to wait 8 hours to get to, look, I just got to get some stitches. Stitch me up so I can go back to work. You'd be mad. You would be, you know, like, hot. There'd be one doctor. Next. And his receptionist would come out.
It's got to open a window, I believe.
You couldn't even understand the language. Oh, man. These people are something else. Hours waiting in line, usually behind illegals or some Bush League minority. And Democrats groom these Bush League minorities like they groom young prostitutes. And what are the stellar education these people get you? Bernie Sanders says free college for everybody, mostly community college, because as Chris Rock joked, anybody can go in the community can go to that. Imagine valuing something that anybody can have for free, like mints in a restaurant. You know, everybody's hands going in there. They tell you, by the way, don't eat those mints. A better example, toilet paper at a public restroom. Notice nobody steals it. Yeah, because it's 100 grit toilet paper and it'll wipe the hair off your butt. You don't want it. It's free. I don't know what it could save you, but if you just went around for public toilet papers, why would you buy it? Why do they have it in grocery stores? It's readily available. I think you're starting to get the picture. Politics is sport for Democrats. Either you believe in their ideology, folks, or you're the enemy. Shops close on Saturdays. Democrats put on Team Blue and they root against the other team. So what? Their team is full of self-indulgent criminals. They don't care because they're against you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
What I tell you guys, welcome everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show. What did I tell you? I told you this Weinstein thing is bigger than you think. I told you that. What did I tell you guys? I told you guys that this NFL thing with Donald Trump attacking the NFL was bigger than you think. Maybe you'll start to listen to me, the Kevin Jackson Show. You can get a hold of us anytime on demand, KJRadio.com. And I hope you do, and I hope you pass these segments on. We cut the show 12 segments. 4 per hour over 3 hours, and then we give you the full show. You can get it by the drink, by the bite, or you can eat the whole meal. It's okay. But you'll start listening because I'm telling you the truth up in here. I'm telling you how things really work in the leftist world. The double standard. I hope you get a chance to check out what I said earlier in the broadcast about the NFL and how I tied it so beautifully to Michelle Obama. You're going, Kevin, how could you possibly tie the NFL to Michelle Obama? And I did it. I certainly did. Go back and check it out if you want. Got a bunch of elitists. You know what you are talking about? When we talk about the left, you know what we're talking about, folks? We're talking about elitists who will never, ever learn. And you want to know why? It's a very simple concept. It's in one word, and I'm about to break it down for you. Are you ready? Y'all ready? in there? Should I give them the word now? Should I hold it? No, I'm going to give it to them. The word, my friends, is power. Power. The ultimate aphrodisiac. Power will get you money. Power will get you whatever you want. You don't have to carry a credit card. You don't have to have a bank account if you have power. Yeah, think about it. The only people ask me all the time, the only thing I would ever wish for, and I say, and it ain't wishing for more wishes. I said, I'd like to have the ability to change anybody's mind. That pretty much is power. It doesn't sound like it, right? I just want to have the ability to get whatever I want when I want because I can change your mind to do it. That is a powerful thing, isn't it? I wish for nothing more than power, but I put it in such a nice way that people are like, Kevin's so profound. Which that is profound. But I want to go back to power. The ultimate aphrodisiac. Women will chase money in a minute. They certainly will. But you know what women want? And I'm not trying to get all misogynistic here, because I'll talk to you about it from the other side if you want. You know what men like? They like seeing a woman be powerful. But they also like seeing her be a woman. But you know what women really like? And don't get mad at me, ladies, because I know I ain't telling you something you don't already know. Women love power. They love men who know how to wield power, too. They really do. Because it's part of our nature. They don't want you powerful where you're kicking the crap out of dogs and kids and stuff as you walk through the park. You know, they don't want that kind of power. They want power where somebody comes up to them and says, hey, yeah, I'm about to take your lady and do some bad things. And you go, really? I don't think that's about to happen, as you move your lady behind you and say, bring it. See, that's sexy. Ladies, they don't always tell their guys this, but one of the things that they do like, if you are an alpha male as I am, they want to know they're protected. And that's one aspect. You want to know what the number one thing is for relationships? Number one. I saw this the other day. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Credit rating. They said a dude that's got good credit supersedes looks, funny, all of it. If you got 800 credit, the girls will flock. It's true. Boy, y'all look at me. Yeah, what's your credit rating? Come on, what's your credit rating? Do you know? If you're embarrassed to tell me, it's okay. I get it. Come on, y'all. I got to go back on the radio. You over 700? Okay, you got a good shot. Why you? You don't know? You don't want to know, right? Look, if your credit rating is over 700, God forbid it's over 800. You are a chick magnet if your credit rating's over 800. My credit rating's close to 800. It ought to be at 800. I don't understand why it ain't. I'll make a few phone calls. But I'm just saying, if you have good credit, that's the thing. That's become the new power. I can go, you know, a woman don't want to know if she's going to be with you and it's time to get a house and you're over there going, well, I don't know, we may have to. You can't even, let me tell you, there are a lot of brothers out here, and I'm not talking out of turn. They know I'm not lying. Can't even get an apartment. Got to get apartments, things co-signed. 40 years old, got to get people to co-sign. What? I mean, it's crazy. People want power. And here's the thing. Let's segue back to real power. The real power is with these politicos and these Holly weirdos and these people that we give power to. You know, the power of voice. They say something and we buy. We believe. That's what we do. If Kim Kardashian tweets on some shoes, there's a bunch of people that buy those shoes. They don't even know why. They're like, Stepford, why? I must buy the shoes. I must buy the shoes. And they do. They call them influencers. You know, there's a website dedicated to influencers. You can make money if you can prove you're an influencer, and they will do affiliate marketing with you. I know this because I've been approached. They say, Kevin, you have power. I go, I don't have no power. What kind of power? Black man got no... Oh, wait a minute. I have a little power. I almost went civil rights on him. I'm not lying. What you talking about? Black man got some power. Look at my... Yeah, it's about power. All this pedophilia, all this sexual harassment going on in Hollywood, it's all power, man. Have you seen, seriously, look at a picture of Harvey Weinstein. I criticized him the other day. I said, the dude looks like Shrek. You know who he's seen with? This dude has been seen with some of the most stunning women on the planet. I was watching like a clip of the Hollywood, you know, like the red carpet thing, and he was with a different chick every time. Like, woo, boom. And every one of them more prettier than the other. Thought I was at the Million Dollar Saloon in Dallas. You know, with a fistful of 20s. You know what I'm saying? It was like, what? Every one of them, you can bet, you know, got some issue with Harvey Weinstein. And the left knew it. I mean, how powerful must you be when you've been doing something for 3 decades that people, I mean, oh, look at the war on women. Donald Trump, how dare Donald Trump? And what about that Roger Ailes? And holy cow, that Bill O'Reilly. They got a few people to point at, and Trump isn't even in the mix, to be honest with you. And they're just walking right by Harvey. Harvey's over there, you know, in the bushes with some young ingenue, you know, going, hey. And they're like, hey, Harvey, hey, how's it going? And Harvey's like, I'll be with you in just a minute. Give me another minute. Yeah. These people are dangerous, boy. They're dangerous. We talked the other day about California saying, hey, HIV, you give somebody HIV knowingly, but if it's not malicious, how do you knowingly give somebody HIV and it not be malicious? Oh, well. I'm just saying, it's crazy stuff. And the left, what's so shocking is this is their Waterloo, because they've pretended to be the, you know, paradigms of virtue, when in fact they're not. They're doing these things for their own self-interest and for that power.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every now and then you get a story that validates leftism to the degree that you just go, thank you, Lord. He drops it into my lap. Holy cow. And this story has to do with feminism. It has to do with feminists wanting to ban the word man. That's right. Purdue University wants to ban the word man. So I suggest that they begin with manipulate. See, that's a bad word for men. Oh, you are being manipulated. Manipulated. You get it? I said, let's make it womanipulated. If you want to ban man, let's call it chickmipulate or something like that. Because let me explain something to you. The feminist movement is chickmipulating many women around the world, around the country certainly. They are manipulating these women. They want them to believe that feminism has a successful outcome. Now, I'll always preface this by saying, number one, there's nobody that respects conservative women more than I do. Nobody. I think you ladies are the salt of the earth. You are amazing. I don't care what your strata is. You could be the single mom raising your kid right, or you could be in the lap of luxury with maids and whatever else. I still believe you are the salt of the earth because it's the mentality that you give your children. And that you give the people around you. You are proud of your femininity. I've often said this. I really feel sorry for young girls today that grow up with this feminist idea of life. I really do. They completely abandon the thing that makes them special, which is that feminine mind, that feminine way. Guys, when we see it, we love it. We're attracted to it. It is so beguiling. You can have whatever you want from us. I've said many times to quite a few feminists, give me what you've got between your legs and I will own the world within a week. Don't even play with me on this. But instead of looking at their feminine wiles, looking at how women think and what they do that is so differently and how they are able to get men to do the things that they want, they say, nope, we want to beat it into men. We don't want to say, hey, sweetie, would you please do that for me? Because that's too subservient. Having to ask means that, you know, you couldn't do it on your own. So let me tell you something. If there's any young girls listening, let me tell you, I'm going to give you the secret decoder ring to men. Your moms have probably already told you, because if they're listening to my program, The Kevin Jackson Show, they are strong conservative women who understand that we men think they are number one. We put them above ourselves. So young girls, listen up. The way to get whatever you want out of life is to nicely ask a man for it. That's it. We aren't sitting around going, women will get nothing from us. We're sitting around going, what can we do to help? And the person that comes up and says, hey, you're going to do this for me, young man, and you're going to, we go, okay, sure, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we completely dismiss you. But the person who comes up and says, hey, Kevin, would you be a doll and help me do blanky blank, or be a love? You know, I could really use your help, is going to get anything they want. Now, I'm not talking about just going up to random men and saying this, but let me tell you a little secret. When you're picking your husband, I guarantee you, when you go up to him and you say something like that, he's going to go, absolutely. And then he's going to get you that big fat ring, the one that all your girlfriends go, what the heck is she doing to deserve that? Then he's going to get you the big fat house that you can raise your, well, whatever, chubby kids, skinny kids, I don't care. But you're going to raise your kids in a lap of luxury, and he's going to treat you like a queen. Because you're going to be nice. That's all it takes. And just for the record, men do it too. We're not as good at it, but we're nice. We'll come up and go, hey, man, would you mind helping a brother out? Can you mind doing so-and-so? And you know what? Guys like that too. Women even like it. It's called just being nice, being human. But so anyway, they want to get rid of the word man. Yeah. How do you change the culture? You change the way people interact with one another. You change the language. The left has been on the attack, folks, for decades. They've been slowly attempting to modify the language. They've been attempting to change that we interact with one another. You can't say he. You can't say her or him or his or son or daughter. They want this. They claim to want a society where everybody just, you know, pretends not to worry about gender, pretends not to worry about color, pretends not to worry about religion and all these other things. When in fact, your job as a human being is to notice difference. That's what you do. You notice movement, slight movement. You notice things that are wrong with this picture. That has been your survival mechanism for millennia. But they want to beat it out of you. They want to PC it out of you. They want to make you understand, no, you can't do that. You know, this rise of political correct counterculture has gained momentum, folks, over the past decade or so. More and more people, you know, are offended now by gender-specific pronouns. I was coming back from the Fox studio, and I was telling this my driver. I went, you know, you can get arrested. He's an Iranian guy. I said, you can get arrested in Cali. Because he was like, Kevin, the government's not oppressive. Why do you need guns? I said, what are you talking about, dude? We have the most oppressive government in the history of man. The only thing that's kept them from exercising on that oppression is the fact that we have guns. And I said, so if the government's not oppressive, why did they force me to buy Obamacare? And he went, well, and I go, if the government's not oppressive, why can people get arrested in California for using the wrong pronoun? In other words, my friend, freedom of speech, gone. They want it, so that's First Amendment. Second Amendment, they want it gone. Fourth Amendment, you're going to pay for whatever I tell you to pay for. It's gone. Tenth Amendment lets people, it's been completely ruined in many cases. 14th Amendment is gone in terms of letting people have babies and claiming that they're citizens. I could go down the line, amendment by amendment, how it's just been completely disrupted because of leftism. What are you talking about? We have the most oppressive government out there. And now that government says, women are being underutilized, mistreated. Really? No, only leftist women are mistreated. Conservative women are not mistreated. They don't feel mistreated. They marry men. They want to marry men. They start businesses. They are just as successful as men. And they realize that they're also different. And it's okay. They don't run from it. I'm a black person. I'm different than a person who looks, you know, white. We're different. I can see the difference in our skin color. But you know what else? At the base level of it all, we're all the same. We're all the same. What's the difference in gender? Oh, Kevin, we get paid less because we're a woman. Really? So you think that an employer goes, well, she's a woman, so in the year 2018, I'm going to pay her less because she's a woman. Said no employer ever. What are we, 1950s America? 1940s America? Where every woman's a secretary and every guy's an executive? Look, that's died. It's gone. But women still claim to be manipulated. They're being oppressed. Man is doing it. I've said many times, folks, the biggest manipulators of women are other women. And you know what they do? You have last year's purse. Really going to wear that outfit? A guy will tell you, look, I don't like that. I don't like that outfit. But I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about fashion. So do your thing, girl. Be you. You do you, I'll do me. Women will beat you down. And you know who's second only to women? I mean, I'm talking about barely. The LGBT community. They will look at what you wear. They will look at the place you shop. They will look at the car you drive, the way you do your hair, the way you do your makeup. And they will judge you out the wazoo. And they will make you feel so little when they're done. Go get one of these cross-dressers talking about some woman and what she's wearing. Go sit in on that conversation. Go sit on a conversation with a woman who's talking about some girl she doesn't like. Dudes could not be a fraction as ruthless as them. We don't even know how. They're like, hey, maybe what do you think about so-and-so? I don't like him. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. So that kick last night, man, to save the game. Woo! That was amazing. We don't even care. We don't care what you wear. We don't care what you hair. We might go, man, what you do? You ain't got a comb. You lose your brush. You know, we may tease you about something, but we're not going to get all into your business and try to demoralize you and make you feel little. And quite honestly, you'll enjoy what we, you'll be like, ha, ha, that was kind of funny. Not women, but they say, you know, ban the word man because men are evil. Where all we do is fight. Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. So why do you want to be like us? Why do you want to be like? And what's funny, even when they fight to be like us, you can't. They're not like us. Oh, you can't hit a woman. Oh, I can't believe he talked to me like that. I'm a woman. It's always falling back on the very thing that they claim they don't want, you know, to be recognized for. For being a woman, for being the weaker sex. Hey, when we say that, we only mean physically, and it doesn't mean all men are stronger than all women. Just for the record, there are lots of women who are stronger than men. There are lots of women who are better athletes than men, smarter than men, and everything else. But don't let the women tell you that, young girls, because they need to demoralize you. They need you to feel little about yourselves. But it's a simple, it's very secret, it isn't very secret, very simple, it's no secret. And how to get whatever you want out of life. And I'll say this to the young boys, because I've already given some hints to the young girls. You want to get the secret of life, young boys, young men listening to this Kevin Jackson show? Ask nicely. We come back, I want to play the clip of this girl talking about the ban of man.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No Trump at all cost. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That is what the left wanted. No Trump at all cost. Trump should not, could not become president, or else all hell would break loose. The people would know exactly what's going on in this government. I want you to think about this. Have you heard of the term straight shooter? We've used it. People have used it. Most of us have used it, right? He's a straight shooter. Meaning, if that guy tells you something, you can pretty much believe it. And we get, and, you know, you hear that and you go, somebody says, oh, he's a straight shooter. You go, okay. He is. Well, that's what's been said of Brennan, former CIA director. That's what's been said of James Clapper, a guy who has knowingly lied to you. And by the way, he's going to get away with a lie because of the statute of limitations running out for 5 years. Just do your research. You'll see what I'm talking about. James Comey was declared a straight shooter. That I think somebody said he's the most honest guy in D.C. Robert Mueller has been called a straight shooter by multiple people. And there are many others that D.C., the politicos, the media have called straight shooters above and beyond reproach. And they are now all embroiled in a conspiracy to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Every one of them. It's a snake pit. I want you to think about everything it has taken for us to get to this point in history where the biggest scandal, this is undoubtedly the biggest political scandal in American history, and the media wants to focus on Stormy Daniels. They won't even talk about the greatness of this economy because they are so invested in ignoring the scandal and not making Donald Trump look good, because the better Donald Trump would look, the more they would be forced to cover this scandal. So look at the things that are involved here. At the very least, you've got the FBI. Okay? 12 people have been fired or reassigned. Most recently, McCabe has been told he's not going to get his pension. And what do? They don't blame the FBI. They blame Donald Trump, who, by the way, had nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Oh, he tweeted. He's the one that started everything.
No, he isn't. You want to know who started everything? The person who got fired. McCabe got fired. He's the one that started it. And look, you've got all kinds of parallels that you could make, things in life where you say, and you're going to blame the victim? You know, it's like a crook gets shot breaking into your house and you lose your home over it. And you go, what are you talking about? This fool was breaking into my house.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have shot him.
Well, what should I have done? He had a gun. He was threatening my dog or whatever. No, no, no. Call the police. But listen, so we got the FBI. We've got the CIA. The head of the CIA threatened the president on Twitter.
Mr. President, there's more to come.
What's he got? What has he had access to? Why is he now threatening the president? By the way, bring it, John Brennan, former communist, Islamic terrorist sympathizer. Bring it. That was the guy heading your CIA. Okay? The NSA is involved, collecting data and then giving fake data and whatever for FISA and Fisk Court, FISA stuff. They're involved. The DNI, the DOJ, the State Department, the federal government in general, with Barack Obama saying to the FBI, keep me posted on all of this. Can you even imagine in your wildest dreams this scenario? Hollywood couldn't make up a movie that is more intriguing and, quite frankly, the biggest scandal in American history. All of this, and they say, trust government. You should trust them. So what you've seen, Hillary Clinton be freed where other people go to prison or lose their livelihoods. I'll use General Flynn as an example. By the way, I'll talk about him a little later. He's going to be coming back with a vengeance. I've said it. Now other people are finally beginning to see what I was talking about. General Flynn was railroaded, and he now can ask them for state's evidence. I want to know all the information you had against me. You want to know who railroaded General Flynn while we're on the subject? Yeah, McCabe. Got him to admit to something. You want to know why Flynn did what he did? Well, let's just stay on that subject for a little bit. You want to know why Flynn did what he did? He was trying to stop the carnage happening in his financial life. Most people believe Flynn took a plea deal because he couldn't afford to fight it. There's not a person listening to this that doesn't understand that. Sometimes it's better to just go, you know what? I don't know what I said. I don't know how you're interpreting it, but I don't have the money to fight the federal government, so I better just jump out of this. He couldn't get help from Donald Trump because it would appear that they were colluding. So Trump had to put him out in the wind. But now he's coming back. Anyway, honorable men like General Flynn, like Saucier, who took a picture on a submarine, Flynn loses his livelihood, Saucier goes to prison, Hillary Clinton has done far more egregious stuff. Nothing. Huma Abedin, nothing. Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, they've all known about all this stuff. The lawyers for Hillary Clinton and on down the line, they've all exchanged and done far worse than anything Flynn or Saucier have done, and not a single thing has happened to him. Now, I'll go back to this article. Hillary Clinton was expected to be the person to dethrone, to keep Trump out, and they did everything they could. And this writer writes this, at the very moment when Clinton had expected the Democrat Party to unite behind her, its deepest chasm seemed to be growing wider. In contrast to Clinton, Obama held some sway over Sanders' insurgents. He came to Charlotte and urged them to support Clinton against their shared enemy, the presumptive nominee Trump, obviously. The insurgency was not the only Clinton vulnerability on Obama's mind. He had come to Charlotte in addition to deflect attention from the news conference that James Comey, the director of the FBI, had held that morning in D.C. The investigation into Clinton's email server was complete, Comey announced. The FBI would recommend no criminal charges. That was the honey. But Comey administered it as a dose with a dose of vinegar. He dwelled on Clinton's mishandling, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to run you back through that, but here's the point. It was, they had to take the good with the bad. It was either let us know that Clinton was indeed guilty and should go to prison, or they made Comey the scapegoat. So believe it or not, no matter what these people write, this was orchestrated. Look, I can't just let you go. It's going to be too obvious. So I'll build it up and then I'll say, but we found no intent. Now, go back and look at what Flynn did. Go back and look at what Saucier did and a host of other people who are in prison for the same reasons. And I hope Donald Trump pardons them all. He pardons Saucier. But go back and look at what they did and talk to me about intent. Now, but here's what they go on to say. From the perspective of the voters, Clinton's twin email travails, the hack of the DNC and the investigation into her server, were two faces of a single problem. Call it Clinton Inc. Sanders and Trump were painting Clinton as a Wall Street darling, the establishment candidate. She was the greatest defender and a prime beneficiary of a rigged political and financial system. And that's exactly what she was. Now, here's what they said. The third job of Obama in Charlotte was to humanize the queen. And here's what he says. I saw how she treated everybody with respect, and even the folks who aren't quote-unquote important, Obama said. They said he enlarged Clinton's humility before the crowd because it was invisible to the naked eye. I love that part. With his jacket and tie off and the cuffs of his sleeves turned and a winning smile spread ear to ear, Obama came to loan Clinton his common touch. Passing the baton to her was a team effort, however. It demanded hard work from countless enablers. What's funny about this is they actually want you to believe that Barack Obama had the juice to drag Hillary Clinton's big old fat buttocks over the finish line. That bony dude couldn't do it. He had no ability to do it. Get this. Despite desperate times call for desperate measures. To block Trump, Clinton supporters bent rules and broke laws. They went to surprising lengths to strengthen her while framing him, both in the sense of depicting him in a particular light and planting evidence against him. Let me tell you something, folks. Take heart. There is nothing, repeat, nothing the Democrats are going to be able to do to thwart what's about to come. You're seeing the warnings. Eric Holder tweeted something like, hey, FBI people, the storm is coming. You need to hold strong. Let me tell you what he's saying without saying it. He knows what's coming. They still got people on the inside saying, hey, we can't stop this. I want you to take heart. Listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, I've been saying this to you for a long time. 2018 is the year that the Democrat Party gets dismantled. It goes down. And rightfully so. And by the way, this isn't just about Democrats. This is about the political system, something that would let the federal government grow to such enormous proportions and to such strength that we fear it. If it can get a billionaire private citizen trying to do good, what can it do to you?
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.